Good to see everybody. What y'all want to talk about today? Fish? You want to talk about fish? Eating? Yeah. Turn to Matthew chapter 4. Some of y'all may know what that is already. 18 through 20, what we're going to read. Hey, I was talking about, eating all the time and that I can lose some weight, whatever. I joined the gym. The only thing I lost so far is $149 a month. Yeah, I'm a little bit lighter in my wallet. So, I got to apologize because I don't do gym stuff either. So I didn't lose anything. I got a couple of friends in here that I'm going to talk about for a minute, and because I want y'all, we're going to take this today. We're going to talk about fishing for men, okay? And we get into that and stuff, but we're going to look at it a little bit different. About a year ago, I was part of a revival that had a topic, a theme, and it was fishing for men, right? So 2 weeks ago, or longer, and God laid on my heart to bring that back up and kind of look at it, rekindle it, kind of look over it. And it's not for today. It's not because we're cooking fish. One of my friends in the back there, we talk about coincidences sometimes. We joke about coincidences. A lot of times, it's God at work. It's not coincidences. Amen. And so before the fish fry, before all that, I took that sermon I did in the past and kind of revamped it a little bit, and it just so happens to fall on today. And we can take our life circumstances, good or bad. We can take our friends, the people we talk with, we hang around with, and God can reach you through those people or those circumstances.
Come on,
man. And stuff. And I told y'all a bunch of times, I can spend a lot of time on this. So when God gives me something, a lot of times it's through people.
Amen, man. Right.
It is. My other friend I can tell you about, he was telling me after I'd prepared the sermon, after it was completely done, he was telling me about a Sunday school lesson that y'all had not too long ago about fishing for men. And I didn't know that. And you can look at it just being a coincidence, but I look at it as God.
Amen.
God took it for whatever reason He wants to hear it today, and we can talk about that. So Matthew chapter 4, 18 through 20, says, As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, and they were fishermen. For they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Now, the last part, I want to read you the King James Version. I like it better. That more better. That more better sentence I like to use. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So that's the King James Version. But I want you to know that we're going to break just that scripture down today and what it really means and what God has revealed to me is a lot of stuff I overlooked over the years. As Jesus was walking, so He's walking, and He's just not just walking and oblivious to the world. He's walking around, He's paying attention, as we should do, and then He's seen these two men, and then we'll get into what happens from there. A lot of y'all know, but we're going to talk about it. So Jesus does not call us merely to follow Him ourselves. He calls us to follow Him so that others can come to know Him through us.
Amen.
And I say it all the time. Isn't it amazing that God Almighty sent His Son to die for us, and He chose us as His vessel to get His word out?
Come on,
now. Us. dirty rags, whatever you want to call us. The good as we can be ain't good. But he uses us.
Amen.
Just like we're going to talk about Peter and John here in a minute, about how he used them. I mean, Andrew. I said, well, John too, but he was a fisherman. So look, it all starts with a choice that you and I got to make. Are we going to follow Christ or are we not? That's number one. Mm-hmm. Are we going to follow Christ? And if you make that decision to follow Christ, it all begins with him. The only reason we have a choice to make is because he did it for us.
Amen.
And he's waiting on you and I to come to him.
Amen.
And I'm going to get on my soapbox here in a little bit about playing church. We talk about that a lot. And we're going to talk about what he really wants us to do. My friend in the back there, Matthew 28, and we'll get to that in a little bit too, what he tells us to do. He don't just tell us to be bench warmers.
Amen.
Or pew warmers.
Right.
He don't tell us to just show up on Sundays.
Amen.
He calls us to do something. He said, go.
Amen.
Go and do it. Right. Just like these fishermen did.
Amen.
So I want you to think about fishermen for a minute. I forgot this part. Let me throw this in there. Anybody in here a fisherman? We live in an area that there's a lot of fishermen, right? And I thought about going professional one time. Until I realized I lack one important thing, patience. Now, I do fish a little. I got some friends I fish with. But my friend that I fish with some, me and my dad fish with, I told y'all God can use people, you know, get to, you know, and to give us a message and stuff. Just think about when we physically fish, catfish, or what we're fishing for. We go to where the fish are at.
That's right.
And I want y'all to see how we're going to make an analogy here, how we're going to put this together in our terms. I call it Oakhurst terms. We can understand it. We go to where the fish is at. We throw bait out. We're drawing the fish in. So what does that look like for us when we out fishing for men like Jesus told us to do? First of all, you got to do something. You got to go to them first.
Amen.
We sit in a society where we think that we just say, hey, come to church Sunday, and they just show up. Mm-hmm. And we all know that's not true. Sometimes, maybe. And I'm not saying don't go tell people to come to church and invite them. Maybe we need to look at it a different way. What did Jesus tell them to do? Let's go to them. Let's go to them and their fishing hole.
Come on.
Let's throw that bait out there where they're at.
Amen.
You know, it's hard to catch a catfish if you're not where the catfish are at.
That's right.
Same thing fishing for men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that includes women too, so don't get all mad at me. That's a joke. You know, there's men and there's women. That's the only two there is. So,
amen.
Anyway. All right. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah,
it ain't no in between. All right, let's get off of that before I get run off. So as Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he called Peter and Andrew. Notice what he did not say. He didn't say, figure it out. He didn't say, become perfect. And he didn't say, get your life together first. If you're waiting to fix the stuff in your life before you follow Christ or do something for Christ, you're never going to do it.
Amen.
Because guess what? You're never going to fix all your stuff.
That's right.
Without Christ.
Come on.
You got to have Christ. He just simply said, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a sermon a while back on salvation, how, break it down, how simple he made it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Same as here. It's not rocket science on what he wants us to do, how to be a Christian. You know what gets in the way? Us. Fear. It might be uncomfortable, what he calls you to do, but he just says do it. There's not an option.
That's right.
Just, he says do it. And we're going to talk about these boys here in a minute. I want you to see how much faith these boys had. They followed him. They did what he said. Are we that way? When Jesus says, calls us to do something, are we going to drop everything we do and go do it? Or are we, wait a minute, Lord, I got to do a birthday party next week first. I got to do this. I got to go to work. I got to do whatever. And we got to do some of those things. But what's your priority? Is God your priority? Is Jesus your priority? And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Here's my soapbox part, and I won't stay on it long because I don't like beating a dead horse. Being a Christian is more than attending church.
Amen.
Knowing Bible verses. Calling ourselves a Christian.
Amen.
You can call yourself a Christian all you want. You can say what you want, what you think you are. But are you reflecting that Christ-likeness?
Yeah.
The people... I say all the time, people should know you're a Christian just about the way you carry yourself.
Amen.
The way you handle your situations,
Amen.
The good and the bad.
Right.
And here's another one. It ain't being a good person either.
That's right.
I can stay on that for a while, but we're going to move on. It's all about following Christ.
Amen.
That's what it's about. Luke 9:23 tells us, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
Amen. Daily.
All y'all that got, like me, got a cross right here, I think? Yeah. Good for you. I'm proud for you. What is your cross? What does it mean to you? Can you tell somebody, when you're witnessing to people, your testimony is the best thing you have about yourself to present the gospel? Are you wearing it because it's pretty? It looks good? Because everybody else wears one? What's your cross mean to you? It's different for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Have you denied yourself? What does that mean? That means sometimes you don't get to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, or where. Sometimes... it's between you and Christ and say, Lord, that don't fit my schedule, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Amen.
That's hard to do sometimes. Following requires leaving something behind. It's a sacrifice. You got to give something up sometimes.
Self,
time. You might have to skip a workout at the gym one day. Not for me. I want you to notice the response to these guys. At once, they left their nets and followed him.
Mm-hmm.
What Scripture says. Will you read through that? But you really know what they gave up? Have you realized? Now, most of us in here, we fish for recreational purposes. Right? This is their living. This is their income. They gave up their occupation. They gave up their security and their operation, occupation. They gave up their comfort. And they gave up their familiar life.
There you go.
Sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do, is give up, get out of our comfort zone. Nobody likes to do that. I don't like to do that. Sometimes Jesus just says, lay down something that is keeping us from following him.
Amen.
What's holding you back?
There you go.
What's holding you back? What part of denying yourself that you're not doing? And that's the question you have to ask yourself. We need to look in the mirror and say, today, you know how I got my couple favorite words. This is a daily process.
Amen.
Not just today when you come to church. Today probably don't count anyway. Are you thinking about catfish right now? Just being funny. I know you're not. I know you're here to hear the word. But are you doing this daily in your life? Are you checking with Jesus to see what he wants you to do daily? What I got to give up? What part of my schedule do I need to rearrange for him? Not the other way around that we're good at. We're good about putting Jesus off. I'm going to do this first. You cannot effectively fish for men if you are unwilling to follow the fishermen. You got to go to them. But let me tell you the beauty of just kind of like salvation sermon I did or preached a while back, how he simplified it for us. He simplified this for us outside of getting out of your comfort zone. He said, I will make you fishers of men. What side of the boat are you going to throw the net on? That's a perfect way to put it. Put it on the side that Jesus tells you to put it on. He said, I will make you fishers of men. So you know what that probably means? I'm being a little sarcastic. That means you got to have a relationship with him. How are you going to know which way to chunk the net if you don't even know, you don't even talk to him? Or you don't even have that relationship with him? Jesus changes what we live for. Peter and John were fishermen. They knew how to catch fish. But Jesus was about to give them lives with a greater purpose. If you would just let it go and give it to Christ, you'd be amazed what he'd do for you. And how your life will completely change. Now, you're not exempt from bad days. You're not exempt from bad things. But you got somebody in your corner that can fix it. Take care of it, no matter how bad it is. Jesus gives ordinary people an extraordinary mission. They're just fishermen. They weren't kings. They weren't politicians. Thank God. Oh, sorry. Did I say that? They were ordinary fishermen. Yet Jesus used them to change the world. Amen. He took these two plus the others, 12 of them, and literally flipped the world at that time completely upside down. But they gave up and followed him immediately. That's what we need to do. If you want to see great things happen with Christ, give it up to him. You can be a mechanic. I just list some stuff on it. A teacher, construction worker, business owner, a homemaker, a student, or you can even be retired. And by the looks of some hair out here, a lot of y'all retired. Just tired, yeah. Just tired. Not retired. Just tired. In your spare time, retired folk, he can use you too.
Amen.
He can use you too. Wherever God has a place for you, there are people around you who need Jesus.
Amen.
The odds are there's people right in this room that need Jesus. And I know when you walk out these doors, I know one I can throw a rock in his house. From here, almost. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, whatever situation you're in, whatever place you're at, you can always do something for the Lord and reach somebody. Amen. Or help reach somebody.
Amen.
Your workplace can become your fishing pond. Your neighborhood can become your fishing pond. Your family can become your fishing pond. Now we got another little deal that, you know, my grandma, my mama, my daddy, all these people were good church people, Christians, so I'm good. I heard that before. No, you ain't good. Not because of them. That's a personal relationship. You got to make the decision too. You can't just ride the coattail of your family members.
Thank you.
Y'all ready for this one?
Yep.
Not only is he going to do it for you, if you let him, he expects you to go fishing.
Amen.
And that expectation, you might not like it. You might not like the timing. You might not like the place you're going. You might not like the person you're trying to witness to. But he didn't say all that.
Amen.
He just said, do it. Go.
Amen.
I said a little bit earlier a while ago. Matthew 28 tells us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We spent a little time on that before one time. You know, he says go, first of all. That's what we focus on today. He just says go. Don't say you're coming back. It don't say you're going to have any good results. He's going to see how you're going to respond, telling you to go, and you do what you're supposed to be doing. Let him take care of the rest. And notice how he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Baptism just ain't for a preacher.
Amen.
What he just said. He told these disciples to go and do this.
Amen.
Fishing requires where the fish go. I told you all that. A fisherman doesn't sit at home and expect fish to jump into the boat. He goes fishing. Just like you're going to go fishing for men, you got to go.
Amen.
We must go to them. Every day, God puts somebody in our path.
Amen. That's right.
Even if you sit at home, you got a text or a phone call or you Facebook or whatever, you did something with somebody. So the opportunity is there.
Right.
Who has God placed around you that needs to hear Jesus? It could be your family member, a co-worker. It could be your neighbor, a friend. Someone at the grocery store. Or someone going through a difficult time. My dad's always told me, you think you got problems, you just look around.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find somebody worse than you.
That's right.
But maybe their biggest problem is the need for Jesus.
Come on.
All this stuff that I call it that happens to us here on earth is temporary.
Amen.
At best. But not having Jesus is eternal.
Oh, yeah.
The bad direction.
Right.
And just think about when you go actually fishing. You get prepared, you get the equipment, you find the right location, and you cast the line. And you wait patiently. Which that's what I struggle with. Likewise, believers, we must know the gospel. You don't have to be a scholar. You ain't got to quote it verbatim, but you got to know where it's at. Talk about it. You got to pray. You got to build relationships. You have to share Christ.
Right.
And you got to be patient. Like I told you earlier, he don't guarantee you any results. He just tells you to do it. And we fish within the gospel. Romans 1:16 tells us, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. That's the first part of it. Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. When you get around a crowd of non-Christians or outside of a church setting, do you still reflect Christ? Do you still Christ-like? Or you just blend in. What's so important about the gospel? First of all, it tells us we're sinners. Or we're sinners. It says that sin separates us from God. Then it starts to flip and says Jesus died for our sins. It points out the problem, then we got the solution. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus rose from the grave. That's the next part of the gospel. And we must respond. We don't save people, God does. We just guide them, send them in that direction. Mentioned about Christ. God is responsible for the catch. The world may reject the message when we share it. Some may laugh. Some may argue. Some may just ignore it. But our responsibility remains to tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ does not change. Your faith with Him should not change. Whatever circumstances are around you, you just interject Jesus into the situation. You don't have to speak good, talk good. Y'all see that every Sunday. He just tells you to do it. Each and every one of you that's a Christian, you got your own testimony.
Amen.
Just start with your testimony. That's the most important thing you have. Is your testimony. A fisherman doesn't quit because one cast doesn't work. What's he do? Keeps doing it again.
Right.
And again. And again.
Right. Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't never give up on your children, your spouse, your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors. Don't give up on them. Jesus don't say you give up.
Yeah. He don't
give up. He never gives up.
Right.
You know, I say a bunch of times, we're not only going to answer for what we've done, we're going to answer for what we didn't do. What about that person that you had opportunity to witness to and I do it later? That phone call you should have made, that friend that was in need, or that person. I don't have time for it right now. I'll do it later. And the whole time, God is working behind the scene.
Amen.
We may not know who we reach or touch. We don't know. And remember, He uses us as a vessel. That's the way He does reach people. And probably almost a lot of y'all in here probably got a testimony about who reached you. We know it's Jesus, but who did He use to get to you?
Yeah.
Somebody. Your mama. A preacher. Sunday school teacher. A guy in jail Friday night you were sitting with.
Come on.
You may not see the result immediately, but here's what Isaiah 55 tells us. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return empty, but will accomplish what desires and achieves the purpose for which I sent it. He knows, let Him take care of it.
Amen.
And here's the hardest part. We've been studying in 1 Corinthians. We just got through with 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you don't know what that is, that's a love chapter.
Amen.
We're talking about that godly love, that big word they use, agape love. That means you love people, you witness to people that you don't like.
Come on. Sorry.
That's one example.
Amen.
None of this means nothing if you don't do it with love. Do you sincerely want that person to find Jesus and spend eternal with Jesus, or do you even care? If you don't care, you might need to go do a little self-evaluation.
Amen. Amen.
People need to see Christ in us. Just think of Jesus, what He'd done, while He refused the things He'd done. He touched the leper. He spoke to the Samaritan woman. If you don't know, that was a no-no in that culture. For a Jew. He ate with sinners. He forgave sinners. He healed the sick. Comforted the brokenhearted. wept with those who mourned. Jesus didn't just preach to people, Jesus loved them. You think of the worst person that you ever known in your life. And so Jesus still got that same love that he has for you.
Amen.
There's people around us that are broken, lonely, afraid, addicted, hurting, confused, or just searching for a meaning, a purpose in their life, that empty feeling. Maybe somebody in here. All the answer to all those situations, and there's more, not just those, there's the answer. That's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the problem is that there's not enough people willing to go fishing. There's enough people. Are you dropping the ball on what you're supposed to be doing? Remember, one body of Christ, we're all on the same team. We all need to do our part. Whatever that may look like to you. Tom Lowe here can reach people I can't reach, vice versa. Everybody has a part to play. Are you willing to do it? Make yourself a fisher of men. And you do that by letting Jesus transform you. Let him do it through you. Start where you are. You don't have to reach the entire world. Start with one person. Everybody in here, I don't know how many is in here. It don't matter. Each one of us reached with just one person this week.
Come on.
My math said that's double.
Amen.
I know I've been funny, but just think about that. That's how God makes it work.
Amen.
Who is the person you want me to reach? That's what you need to be asking God. Who is the person that God placed in your life? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Don't just sit in the boat. Don't just watch other people fish. Don't just talk about it. Cast a net. Cast that net. Get that out there.
Right.
And what we're going to do, we're going to do a song of invitation. Get y'all to stand. That's what I'm going to close with. Just remember what Jesus said. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. If you hadn't accepted Christ, your Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation. Right now, ain't no gooder time. Now is the day of salvation. You can do that where you're standing. You can come up here and talk to me if you need to. I ain't nothing. I'll just guide you where you need to go and who you need to talk to. If you need to come up here, you got to get some of that junk out of your way so you can cast your net. Come up here and pray if you need to, or where you at. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to God. He wants you to respond,
amen,
whatever that response may be. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for this day and this opportunity to hear your word. Just open our minds to hearts for what you have us received, Lord. And just let us get that junk out of our way and just give us that courage we need to cast our nets and do what you ask us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.